morning, everyone. Welcome to our picnic, which feels very different from every other normal Sunday. We're inside with the weather going on, and hopefully if it doesn't start raining, we'll be eating our picnic after the service outside. But for the sake of simplicity and staying dry, we thought we would do the service inside today. Are there any announcements that we have before we get going for everything that's going on in the life of the parish? Anne, do you have anything?
No, I was lighting candles.
Oh, lighting candles. You have one. Excellent.
It's not a church event, but it's a music event I'd like to invite you all to on Canada Day at our house. We're the host, but Steve's the guy. So Steve puts together concerts. We've been doing it since COVID times. And on Canada Day, it's Denise Kelly. So Denise Kelly and Steve and Paul Stevenson and Greg Mainprise. I'll put this poster out by the food so you can all check the details. 2 o'clock on Canada Day. It's a public event. Just bring a lawn chair and have a wonderful time.
Lovely. And so with that, I hope everyone has your bulletin that you might have needed if we were outside, but are not. But that's all right. We've got it here. So would you please stand for our opening hymn? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, without you we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After have I grown old and my husband is old, shall I have that pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So we were supposed to be outside, and I had a whole really clever, very witty analogy about being under the oak tree, like we heard in our first reading. So I need you to pretend that we're under an oak tree and that we're not in the church proper like we normally are, because I wanted to talk a little bit about how we encounter God not only in the spaces that we have prepared and have made safe for God, but also out there in the world. So let's pretend we're not in our safe place prepared for God, but we're out in the world. That first reading that we have is one of my favorites from the Old Testament. It is this beautiful articulation of sensing the presence of God where it's not expected. These three people journeying from a distance. And Abraham sees them and goes to them and says, "My Lord, come and stay with me." There is a beautiful, beautiful icon depicting this moment called Rublev's Trinity, in which he has depicted those three strangers all with the same face. And in that, they saw the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit present in the Old Testament. But it took something special for Abraham to be able to recognize that out in the world, out in the midst of daily life. And in the midst of recognizing that God is present, not just in our safe churches, but also under the oak tree or the pine trees that we were supposed to be under, we see God can do and reveal to us things that we'd never anticipate. When God speaks in our lives, however God speaks in them, are we like Sarah and say, "Oh no, it can't possibly be that way, that's silly"? God says, "You were laughing." I love how that reading ends. It is so honest in our response to the spirituality around us, the spirituality that we encounter. Sometimes God works in us in ways that we don't expect or don't think possible or don't fully understand. It's happened to me a few times. Even recently, someone phoned in and said, "Something you said in a sermon hit me really, really, really profoundly. And I had to go away for 3 months and think about it before I could come back. And it was so profound and so moving. I don't even remember what I said 2 sentences ago." God works through all of us in different ways. And this invitation that we receive in the readings today is an invitation to recognize that the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, the spiritual reality is around us when we can sense it or not. For me, I find a great deal of spirituality and holiness in the moments around this altar. I had so much fun talking about the Eucharist last Sunday and how we do it. In that moment, I really sense the presence of God. For others, not so much. Some find God when they're gardening and watching little things grow and become plants and flowers and the beauty in creation. Some find the presence of God in poetry or in music. We are all gathered and we all sense different tiny glimpses of who and what God is around us. But the message that Jesus gives us in the gospel is it's not just when we sense God. God isn't present just when I'm doing the Eucharistic thing or when somebody's out in Manitoulin Island enjoying the beach. God is present even when we don't feel it. Jesus' message is that sometimes things won't go the way we want them to. Things won't be smooth or easy or nice. We'll get in fights with family and friends. But even in those moments, God is really present and truly there. And some of us in those moments will laugh. And God will say, "Why did you laugh?" And we'll say, "I didn't laugh." And God will say, "Oh, yes, you did." Because it's hard to believe that when we aren't feeling it, when the spiritual realm seems far from us or distant, or dry, it seems hard to believe that God is present and there. But that is the promise that we have, that even in the midst of our ordinary everyday life, when we're hanging out in the park under an oak tree, or when we get brought back into the sanctuary during the picnic because it might rain, God is present in all of these things. And it's the spiritual maturity and the spiritual wisdom and the spiritual strength that we long for that can take ourselves in the midst of what's going on and put one foot outside and say, "God is present in the midst of this." In the gospel, we hear the disciples told, "Make no preparation of a defense for yourself. Don't wonder, don't come up with some detailed argument, but trust in the moment that God will provide for you the things you need. Don't take gold or silver or copper. Don't take a change of clothing. Live your life as it's going on. And in the midst of that, in the midst of the everyday and the ordinary, God will be present. God is present. God is calling to us and inviting us in ways that are unique and specific and tailor-made for each and every one of us to be part of the creation, to be part of the kingdom of God, to do our part in building up the spiritual reality in which we find ourselves. I don't know if this is true for you, but I've talked to a number of people. The last 2 weeks have been a little bit intense. People getting really angry really quickly, or driving cars through brick walls. Things have been going on that are over the top. And I do believe there's a spiritual element to all this. And it's our call, our invitation as children of God, to do our part to make this world a little bit better. In the midst of the tragedy, in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of uncertainty, we know what we're called to do. We're called to turn to God and to say, Lord, Lord, God. We are called to be in relation with God, who is the source of all things, all that we own, all that we possess, all that the world is and has. We are called to hold that spiritual reality as something present and real, and to live into our call as Christians, who can look at everything that's going on and reach down and know that the foundations of the world is love. And to respond to those situations in love, not in mocking or laughter, but to trust that God will be God and God will use us to play a part. And for that, I am truly thankful. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Having heard God speak to us through the words of Holy Scripture and wrestling with what they might mean for us today, we are now invited to say together the Nicene Creed. So let us confess our faith as we say. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord of the harvest, send laborers for your church to proclaim your kingdom. Stir up vocations to ordained and lay ministries. Strengthen all the baptized to live and announce your glory. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord of all the world, inspire men and women to political service. Transform unjust structures that all may have cause for rejoicing. We give thanks for lives dedicated to the good of all. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord of hospitality, as Abraham welcomed strangers and received your blessing, so we give thanks for all who share their table. Bless the work of day centers and night shelters. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, in proclaiming the kingdom to have come near, the sick were healed and good news announced for all. Pour out your spirit on all who are sick. Restore us to wholeness with you. We think today especially of Kate, Terry, Christine, Beverly, Jimmy, Brian, Charleston family, Cheryl, Imelda, Sally, and Mary. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord of life, you prove your love for us in your death and resurrection. Open the gates of heaven to all who believe in you. Grant to all your faithful servants eternal peace. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. Thank you.
God of reconciliation and forgiveness, the saving work of Christ has made our peace with you. May that work grow toward its perfection in all that we offer you this day. We ask this in his name. Amen. Eucharistic prayer number 2 can be found on page 196 of the Green Book of Alternative Services. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the bread which has come down from heaven, says the Lord. I am the vine, you are the branches.
May we dwell in him as he dwells in us.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Holy and blessed God, as you give us the body and blood of your Son, guide us with your Holy Spirit, that we may honor you not only with our lips, but also in our lives. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Just before I pronounce the blessing, I remember there was an announcement. Michael's going on a well-deserved vacation. So, for the next little while, if you need anything, call me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
And we should say grace.
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna work so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna work so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna pray so
Okay, now we'll say grace. Lord, bless this food that we are about to receive and the hands that have prepared it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Everyone's on and sold for next week, right? This will be cool. So if you want to come, I'll have music up for you if you want to sing. And you can kind of sing here.
Right here? Is this how we're
going? Yeah.